There are about a half dozen men at this First City homeless shelter on a Wednesday afternoon. One reads the newspaper, three are watching an action-adventure movie, and another browses the internet. Chris Alvarado is its service manager for the day shelter.
I mean, I guess before, I guess the only place these guys would go during the day would be the library and hang out at the library in the front, and then people didn't really want them around there. Like I said, a lot of times people don't want to be around people who are homeless and intoxicated, or either not intoxicated, maybe just haven't had a shower in a couple of days, and they're like, you know, kind of down look at them. But I mean, that's, you know, they're still human beings, and that's the thing is, we're here to provide shelter, so to keep these guys alive, and you know, basically to take, you know, make sure they have somewhere to go.
First City Homeless Shelter is one of a handful of homeless services in Ketchikan. Last month, it saw 75 different clients who signed in a total of 362 times. The services available in the community are pretty dynamic. A homeless or hungry person can get 2 meals a day, 5 days a week, just between the day shelter and the Salvation Army. And they can find a place to stay during both day and night between the day shelter and Park Avenue Temporary Housing, which offers nighttime shelter for homeless people. But are there enough services to support the homeless community in Ketchikan? Evelyn Erbely is the chair of the day shelter's board. She says on the most basic level, there are.
It depends on what you mean by services. The answer off the top would be yes, in that there is shelter for anyone who is homeless or marginally housed.
Lisa Scarborough is executive director of Love in Action, and she's part of the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition's Seeking Community Homeless Solutions Task Force. She says there are 3 types of homeless people in Ketchikan. Indigent homeless who suffer from chronic mental illnesses or substance abuse addictions. Transient homeless who come to work and run out of money or resources and get stuck. And families who live and work here but are at risk of homelessness or already live in their cars or boats or in the homes of friends and family. Services for homeless families is where Ketchikan is lacking, Scarborough says.
It's really just kind of a mess because there's no family shelter in Ketchikan. There's nowhere for people to go unless you're a woman with children that can get into WISH. If you're a single male with children or a family that doesn't want to separate, there's nowhere for you to go.
Though First City Homeless Shelter and Park Avenue Temporary Housing are both physically able to take in families, Scarborough says the environment can be unsuitable for families because there's no way to isolate them from people with mental illnesses or substance abuse issues.
There's no separation. There's no extra place for them to go anywhere. It's just one big open space.
And that's what the task force aims to bring to the community, a comprehensive 24/7 shelter that can offer a safe place and services to all types of homeless people.
Our task force's hope is that we can combine all the services into one facility where we can divide it off by floors so that men can have their own space, women and children can have their own space. People with disabilities would have space, too, where they would be able to enter without having to go up and down stairs. Into one building, that would be our hope.
The task force is in the process of identifying a building to rent and to get the program established. But that's easier said than done. Scarborough says the best case scenario would have the comprehensive program up and running by the end of 2015 or early 2016. This is Megan Peterson reporting.